Thursday, March 17th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, last Monday we covered a story out of Virginia where Democratic lawmakers defeated a bill, if enacted, would have required medical professionals to provide care to babies who survive abortion procedures that would have made failing to do so a felony. Harry, today I want to go just to the north of Virginia in Maryland where a proposed law would allow mothers to kill their babies up to 28 days after birth. Senator William Smith has proposed new legislation in Maryland that would legalize abortion up to 28 days after a child is born.
Tom, the word games in this are extraordinary, but when you peel back the nuances and the word games, you come to two things. Number one is strategy of the culture of death, and I want to get to that in just a moment. Secondly, the deceptiveness of the culture of death. So here is a bill. Now note what is being announced by the media. Abortion is allowed 28 days after death. That is not abortion. That's infanticide. Now, we had the Virginia law, which basically said if that child survives the abortion attempt, then you do not have to provide health care for the child. You can just go ahead and let it die, which becomes a death through medical omission instead of medical commission. But it's still a death, and it's still a murder because of what you withhold from the child when you could endeavor to save the life of a child. But now we've gone beyond that. In other words, this law would prohibit any investigation of a child that dies within 28 days of the birth. And it would be classified as an abortion if the child died. Now, we're all aware of the various dynamics of depression and disorientation. They call it postpartum depression. And so basically what this law is proposed to say is if you get a child and you get what I would call birth remorse, you've heard of buyer remorse, you get birth remorse, well, just go ahead and let the child die. Now, how many of us have argued that this is the logical extension of the death culture of abortion? Why stop at the moment of birth? Why not go ahead and extend to infanticide? And obviously, why not extend to active euthanasia at the end of life? Why not extend to that? And then later, why not extend to inconvenient or unwanted individuals in life or collectives of life, like an entire race, as the Third Reich did during World War II? So you see, this culture of death has no moral boundaries to it at all. It's a statement of lethal anarchy due to the autonomy of individuals who are shaping the culture. According to this law, you cannot be investigated. The child is a non-entity. The life doesn't matter. Tom, it's really interesting to me. You and I were following a story in Ukraine concerning the horrific act of the targeting of a maternity hospital by the Russian airstrikes in Ukraine. And the targeting of that hospital led to deaths. And one death was highly publicized of an expectant woman who was killed, and then they tried to save the child with cesarean section, but the child did not survive. Every story I read reporting it said the war crime airstrike took the life of a mother and her baby. In America, whenever there are stories of women who are expecting, note the careful, intentional use of phrases such as, more than likely, the use of the term fetus, in order to dehumanize the person that is in the womb. But isn't it interesting, at the moment of crisis, and at the moment of reality, and at the moment of life and death, that the news report came through without nuance, without euphemisms, without misdirected language, the mother and her baby were killed. We know what's in the womb is a baby. Well, now we have a law that says not only in the womb, but outside of the womb, and for some reason, 28 days, that 28 number won't last long. For 28 days, the mother would be beyond prosecution if the child dies, or as the child dies, or even if the child is put to death, they would be protected from prosecution. This is not only the strategy of deception by the culture of death, it's also a strategic initiative by the culture of death. Now, what do I mean by that? Right now, Roe v. Wade may be overturned. Right now, abortion is seen as a pariah. You find very few doctors who want to go into this field. They see it for what it is. No matter how much the culture shapers call it reproduction rights, they know what it is. It's murder in the womb. It's genocidal. And they are not going to participate. And they realize that there's another avenue to help women in crisis pregnancy that honors life. That entire industry, while it's profitable, is seen as a pariah industry in society. But what happens if you extend abortion by name into infanticide 28 days? Guess what's going to happen? Even in Maryland, I believe it's going to be voted down. Now we find ourselves patting our own the back morally because we didn't step into abject infanticide. But what did you do? You now took your eye off the ball, which is protecting the life in the womb. Part of the strategy of the culture of death is to extend it where at the moment it's unacceptable in order to make what's presently being practiced more acceptable. Death for 28 days outside the womb. Who would have ever thought that would ever be a point of discussion in our culture? But it is. It is now, and it's even proposed as a law. So make the unimaginable imaginable. That means you can make the unacceptable acceptable because you make the unthinkable thinkable. Then it can become doable, and what you're already doing becomes entrenched into the culture. And it's like a person going in and claiming land 20 feet beyond their boundary, and the person says, you can't do that, and you pull it back 10 feet, you give it to them, but you still got the 10 feet that you claimed illegally. Now, in a matter of time, we can make infanticide thinkable and then eventually doable. That's the culture of death. That comes from Satan. Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Satan was a liar. And here you see lies with deceptive terms, and now you see strategy to make murder acceptable. Now, not only in the womb and affirm it, but now we can talk about it outside the womb. And that's why we've got a heart issue that only the gospel can change in our society.
Harry, if this proposed legislation is an extension of abortion, if this were to pass, what would the extension of this be?
Well, I think the extension of this will be the next category of inconvenient, helpless people. That'd be your grandmother, who can't go to work anymore. She's just in the house. Instead of taking care of the woman who took care of your mother when she couldn't take care of herself, who took care of you when you couldn't take care of yourself, now we will just find a way for not passive euthanasia, but active euthanasia. And then the next step becomes entire classes, races of people. They are not convenient. Of course, Hitler becomes the primary example of that, but it was initiated through the sociology of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. But you need to remember, the only reason we wouldn't do what Margaret Sanger or Hitler does is because of God's grace. We're all born with an evil heart that only God's grace can restrain in common grace and change by redeeming grace. So we need to get the grace of God preached and proclaimed so that the unthinkable remains unthinkable, and so unthinkable it's unmentionable.
As we close out for today, let me encourage you to go to your podcast icon on your tablet or your smartphone, type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday will automatically download to your device a new edition of this podcast. A great way to stay in touch and never miss an edition of Today in Perspective. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.